paragraf mem gimel. Now we can also understand the process of kashering kalim. Now we're going to something else. No more dipping into water. Now we're talking about a keli that absorbed non-kosher, and we want to be able to get that keli to spit out the non-kosher absorption. Hechsher kliyakum miblia soisur. When we want to kasher a keli of a non-Jew from its absorption of non-kosher, shetzorech liyoy salideyesh, whereby this requires fire. Kemoishe kosov shom, as the pasuk says in Chumash, ach es hazoho ves hakesef, only the gold and silver will you purify by dipping into the water. And we learn out from that, ach means if the gold and silver is only gold and silver, if it doesn't have any non-kosher absorption in it, then it's enough to then it's ready to be dipped into the water. But if it's got non-kosher absorption, that's not only gold and silver. There's other stuff in there that the non-kosher absorption that you first have to get rid of through heat, and then you'll be ready to toivel it in the mikvah. And as the Gemara says, kol dover ashiyovoi boish taviru boish, anything that came through fire, you remove it through fire. Meaning a keli that absorbed non-kosher absorption in a process of heat, when it was broiling or boiling or cooking or anything like that, when you want to get that keli to give out that non-kosher absorption, it's got to be done through heat also. Ki mevoyer ba'toyra v'hino pishnayim, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in the Torah Samach Vav that this halach is based on shelohitzi mikoyach elapoyal hual yidei hadibur, that one of the major factors in being able to be moitzi mikoyach elapoyal is dibur, speech. Speech is the intermediary between machshovo and maisa, between koyach and poyal. Ushleimus hadibur nimshach al yidei mapolas orishon boilam hazeh. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran that for a Jew to be zeichet to shleimus hadibur, to perfection of dibur, he has to bring about the downfall of rishoim in the world now, just like they're going to have their downfall in the future. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there, the way that we bring about the downfall of the rishoim is through emes, through truth. Al yedei shemispalalin voivdenes Hashem yisborach be'emes lamitoi, by a person davening and serving Hashem with pure truth and honesty and sincerity, bilti l'Hashem levadoi, where the person is doing the avoides Hashem only for Hashem, not for anybody else, not because anybody else is looking at him or anything like that. Loi bishvil shum pnia, not for any other ulterior motive. Bishvil parnoso v'kovoid chas v'shalom, whether it be parnoso or kovoid. For example, again, a person's davening because he wants davening a certain way, a certain length of time, or in a certain animated way in order to attract attention. He wants people to see him davening like that and say, ooh, look what a great person he is. Or again, if he depends on people for parnosa, and he figures if they see him davening longer or more serious, they'll give him more money. They'll be willing to give him more money, either in terms of supporting him or even to do business with him. He's such a tzaddik. Shal ze nemar kivun shenitzrach odom labriyos be'eze bechina nishtane ponov shehu ho'emes lekama gavnim. Rabbeinu, the Gemara says that as soon as a person has to come on to other people, for whatever reason, his face changes colors. Rabbeinu Zal, in that Torah in the Likutei Moran, says that as soon as a person has to come on to other people for anything or in any way, his face, which means his emes, his truth, changes. Lekama gavnin. Ayin Shom, look in the Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this there. Ukeshenishlam hadibur, and when a person zechet to perfection of dibur, tzorech lahamshech nekudois lehoisiois, it's not enough that he's speaking the letters. The letters have to have vowels. In order for the letters to really, really be meaningful, they have to have vowels under them, which nekudois. V'ze naseh al yedei hacheshek, The way that a person puts vowels to the letters is through yearning, through deep desire, habo al yedei ribui hamanis, which is awakened and aroused according to how many obstacles the person has blocking them from doing the davar shebikdusha that they want to do. The more the obstacles, the more the desire and the cheshik that the person feels, that the intensity of wanting to do that thing. Through the cheshik, we destroy, we eliminate the obstacles. And then the person is to bring the thing forth from koyach to poel, which is the drawing of the pishnaim that we learned earlier. We explained earlier that when we're talking about drawing pishnaim, we're talking about a person drawing new life into themselves spiritually, which is what helps the person to become purified from all impurities. And therefore, dishes or utensils of a goy that a Jew wants to use to eat with. He wants to use it to eat kosher food, you know, that the Jew is processing. Through which the Jew is going to draw ruach chaim through the achila. First, those dishes or utensils have to be purified with fire, which means either the process of hagola by immersing the utensils in boiling water. That's hagola. Oi, libun boesh, or certain other things in order to kasher them, like a stovetop or something like that, requires libun, requires a blowtorch, putting actual fire on it. It's not enough putting it in boiling water. In order to get the treif absorption to come out of the dish or the utensil. V'achar kach, and after you've kashered it through the hagol or the libun, then tvilo b'mayim. Then you're ready to dip that dish or utensil in water. Kalidei ha-hechshar alidei ho-eish, aidei zeh mamshichin b'chinas mapolas orishon bo'ilam hazeh, shaidei zeh nishlam adibur kanal. Rab Nosson Zal explains now, through step one, by doing step one, which is kashering the kli with fire, whether it's libun or hagola, that's what brings about a mapola for the rishon in this world, which leads to shleimus hadibur, as we mentioned earlier. Ki pleita so isur lachutz alidei ho'eish, zebechina shepoiltim vizorkim esorishoim lachutz. Because getting that non-kosher absorption that's in that utensil, getting it out, getting the keli to spit it out by putting it in, immersing it in boiling water or putting a blowtorch to it, is the same thing as getting rid of the Rishoyim, throwing the Rishoyim out. Ki ho Rishoyim heim bebechinas oisur, shua klipo. Because Rishoyim represent the same thing as that non-kosher absorption that's found in that keli, which is klipo. Ve'ikar hachnosom u'mapalosom shu bechinas pleitas oisur l'chutz hu'alidei ho'eish. And Rabbeinu Zal says in Likut Imran that the main way that you're machnia the Rosha and you bring about his downfall is through fire. Ki ikar mapolas horishon lo'osid b'yoyim hadin agodo v'anoiro yi'aldei ho'eish. Because the main thing that's going to bring about the downfall of the Rishoyim in the future is going to be fire. As the pasuk says, "Ki bo'esh Hashem nishbot," Hashem will be judged in fire, with fire. Uchsiv, "Ki hine hayoyim bo boyer katanur." Beware, the day is coming, which is going to be burning like a stove, like an oven. Ki me'ho'esh yotzu vo'esh toichlem, and as the pasuk says, that they came from fire, and fire is what will destroy them. Because the Rishoyim are people who allow themselves to be heated up with the passion of desires, evil desires. And it's not enough that they did that. B'tzadiki emes u'b'ksheri Yisrael. It's not bad enough that these Rishoim are people who allowed their Yetzahara to heat them up with fire of sin, passion for all kinds of sins. In addition to that, they have a fire burning in them, a fire of jealousy and hate towards the true tzaddikim, towards the true religious people. And they persecute them and they pursue them with all kinds of persecutions. Therefore, their downfall will also be through fire. This corresponds to the process of kashering kelim, which is also to get rid of the bad stuff that's in them. When we're kashering a keli, we're bringing about the downfall of the rasha, which is the treif absorption in that keli, through fire. And in the same manner that that dish or utensil is used, that's how you purify it. If it's something, if it's a fork or a spoon, which usually you don't put directly into fire, but you might use it to stir a pot of soup or to stir spaghetti, hot spaghetti, boiling hot spaghetti or something like that, then that fork, you can kosher it by putting it, immersing it in boiling water. If it's something that's used mamish directly on the fire, like a pot that sits on the stove or something like that, then the kashering has to be also directly on the fire. Kikefima shen nidba koisur shehu b'chinas harosho al yidei ho'esh, because in the same manner and to the degree that the treif, the non-kosher, the rosho, became attached to that vessel through fire, similarly, when we want to get that keli to expectorate, to spit out that non-kosher, it's got to be done through a similar type of fire. Nimtza, shehechsher kelim al yidei ho'esh, ze b'chinas mapolas harishoyim. So we see, therefore, that the process of kashering kelim with fire is similar in concept to bringing about the downfall of the Rishoyim. Shaydeze nishlam hadibur, which is what brings about shleimus hadibur. Veze bechinas ach es hazor vesakesef. This is why the pasuk says, only the gold and silver will you dip into the water. Vedorsh Rabbi Sein Zal, and the Gemara teaches us, shetzrichin lahavir hachaluta me'amateches, that first you have to remove the junk, the oxid, the rust, the junk, the treif absorption from the metal before you can put it into the water. V'zeh remez she'yefsher lahamshich b'chinas mapolas harishoyim shu'b'chinas pleitas v'yisr l'chutz kim al yidei ho'emes k'mavur le'el. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to add another beautiful point to this. Rav Nosson Zal says, by the fact that the Torah requires us that before you can toivel a keli, you have to remove the treif absorption from that keli, and you have to remove any other coverings on that keli, any stickers that are attached to it, anything that's covering that keli in any way, anything that would block the water from getting directly to the keli itself. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is going to teach us the that in order to bring about the mapol of the Rishoyim, there's a critical necessity for truth, emes. V'zeh loshoin ach, and this is why the pasuk says ach, only the dish, nothing else. Only implies like the real thing. When we want to say that this and nothing else, we say only that. I want only Coca-Cola. I don't want something that looks like Coca-Cola. I don't want something that smells like Coca-Cola. I don't want something that I want only this. That word ach implies a level of truth. In other words, ach is focusing in on eliminating all kinds of other similar options, things that you could confuse or replace with this in any way. When I say the word ach is a word of truth. Interesting, I just thought of this. The ach, aleph chof, is bigimatria, Hashem's name Ekir. And it's brought that ach, 21 times 21, is 441, which is emes. Ach square, ach to the power itself is emes. So this word ach, sheloyeh shum chaluder, there shouldn't be any extraneous stuff. Ach hamateches yeh kamoy shehu, but rather the metal should be only exactly the metal, nothing else. Ad kan l'shoinoi. This is the wording of Rashi HaKodesh over there. When Rashi explains what the pasuk means when it says ach es hazor v'sakesef, ze bechinas emes, she'enisha adover kamoy shehu, that the thing should be as it really is, v'loy techapol of hachaluda, and no rust, no extraneous stuff, nothing else on it other than it itself. Like we say in English, in the flesh. I want that item, I want that keli in the flesh. In the flesh means no coverings, nothing else, just that item itself. Shehi mekalkeles hazor v'kesef. The chaluda, the rust, is something that messes up the gold and silver. Umechape, it covers it. Umasteroi, and it hides it. It blocks it. At she'ei nikor ben zov l'necheshes. To the point where when a metal keli becomes rusty, suddenly it doesn't look like metal anymore. It looks like copper. You cannot differentiate anymore between that and copper because it looks like copper, even though it isn't. This is the concept of sheker, falsehood, which covers the truth to the point where you can't recognize the truth anymore. Dahainu, shayde ribui hamachshovoi zorois vahapniois sheloi nechpo veniskaso hoemes atshein mekirin bein emes l'sheker. Because of all the extraneous thoughts that the person has going on while he's davening or while he's doing a mitzvah, and because of the ulterior motives, again, he's shaking or he's making noise and motions, not for Hashem, he's doing it to put on a show for other people, so that's covering up the real truth. Atshein makir ben emes l'sheker, to the point where you can't differentiate anymore between what's real and what's not real, what's fake, phony. V'alkein plitas o isur shubchinas mapolas orishoim iefsher kim alidei shemavirin hachaluda tchila shubchinas hasheker hachoyf eloemes. Therefore, Rav Nosnal says, now we could understand why, in order to get rid of the treif in the keli, which is similar, congruous in concept, to bring about the downfall of the Russia, like we said earlier, it's impossible to do it unless you first remove the rust, which is the sheker, which covers the emes. V'lo yishur kim hadover kemoy shehu. And after you've gotten rid of the rust and the junk and the covering, then the item is in its real form, in its purest form, shehu b'chinas emes, which is truth. Ki emes hu echod, because Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 51 in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal discusses there that emes is one. Ki emes yefsher loymar ki im echod, because the truth, you can only say one thing about something to describe it truthfully. Dahainu al zohav zohav al kesef kesef. This object, I can, if it's gold, if I say it's gold, I'm telling the truth. If I want to lie, I can say it's copper, tin, soup, chocolate fudge. I can say a million things about it. The emes is echod. Aval sheker hu harbe, whereas sheker is many. Ki yichonu loymar sheker al zohav, shehu nechoshes, shehu bedil. If I want to say a lie about gold, I can say it's copper, it's lead, it's this ayin shom. Look over the entire Nun Aleph in the Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. V'zeh b'chinas ach es hazoho v'es hakesef es hanachoshes. This is why the pasuk says they are only the gold or the silver or the copper. Shehim kol minei mateches, which are the different types of metals. Shehim b'chinas klal hagvonin shebamomain, which correspond to the different colors in money. In money, we have copper coins, silver coins, gold coins. Shesharoshon b'gdusha gavoya moed, whereby the colors that are found in money, those colors come from a very, very high place. They're very high-level holy colors, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in several places in Likud Imran. However, a person who is steeped in the desire for excessive money, or he wants personal kavod for himself, and therefore this person is in the category of somebody that has to come on to other people. He needs their kavod, he needs their business, he needs their money. Shom hu bechinas nefilas hagvonin anal. There, when a person gets into that mode, then the gavnin, the colors, are not shining properly. They're not shining brightly. It's not the shine of truth. It's a shine of falsehood. The gavnin take a fall. Shehu b'chinas, as the Gemara says, kevon shenitzrach odom labriyos nishtan upon the kama gavnin. As soon as a person has to come on to other people, his face changes to become all different kinds of colors. Meaning he can't look at the person the same way anymore. Shehu mashemachapa hasheker be'ez emes. This is the concept of a person who covers up a lie with some kind of a truth. Sheboze yesh kama vekama gvonin. Regarding this, there are several different formats of it. Sheboze yesh kama vekama gvonin shenim shechom nefilas hagvon nilon shebekesef zov hanal. Whereby in this, there's all kinds of different colors that come from, and they draw their energy from the heavenly colors that are found in gold and silver. Ki ikar roiv hapniyos shel kol echod hu binyan hamamon ki yadua. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, when we talk about people having ulterior motives and people doing things with ulterior motives, usually it's revolving around money. That's what it's all about. V'alkein merumas b'posuk ze bitul hasheker. That's why in this posuk that we quoted is hinted to the concept of eliminating sheker. Sheze b'chinas aches hazov. Only the gold. Get rid of the other stuff. Get rid of all the fake stuff, the phony stuff. We want only the gold, only the silver in the mikvah. Sheishoyer ach hazov kemois shehu. Said the gold should be in its purest, most real state, most honest state. No other things mixed into it. Dahainu sheishora gavnen ilon shebezov kesef kemoi shehem. Meaning that these spiritual colors, these heavenly lights that are found in the gold and silver should be as is, in their pure form. V'lo yeshano isem chashu shalom b'shvil ha'pnio yisushkorim shaltar ismamayin. The person shouldn't change them in any way or exchange them because of ulterior motives or falseness of the desire for money. Shaydezehu poigem u'meshaker b'gvanan iloim. When a person does that, when a person starts having ulterior motives in how they do a mitzvah and what, you know, etc., etc., then they're being poigim in the heavenly colors, in these gavnan iloim. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, these are all, that Torah in the Kutaran Torah Samach Vav is a long chapter and it has many different points. Rav Nosson Zal is addressing each and every one of the points there that Rabbeinu Zal mentions that are part of a person being zeicher to be moitzi mikoyach alapoyel. In order to be able to moitzi mikoyach alapoyel, you have to have shleimus sadibur. Shleimus sadibur requires a mapola the rishoim. Mapola the rishoim is brought about through emes. That's what Rabbeinu Zal says over there. Rav Nosson Zal here gave us examples in real life where we're involved in doing this. Where we're involved in bringing about a mapola for the Rishon is when we kasher a keli. Kashering a keli is an example of bringing about a mapola to the Rosha, getting rid of the treif, and taking this keli that was formerly in the hands of the Sitra Achra. Only a goy could eat from it. So again, there's no mitzvahs being done with it. There's no brachas being made with it. And taking that out of the possession of the Sitra Achra and bringing it into the boundary of the Kedusha. By getting rid of the Isra, the Mapola, the Rasha, through Emes. And again, emes involves the kashering of the keli. There's the kashering of the keli and the toiveling of the keli, the two different phases. V'alkein hakelim shelakum sheroitzim lecho behem meichel Yisrael. Therefore, dishes or utensils of non-Jews, which a Jew wants to use to sit down and eat a Jewish meal on it, which we said when a Jew is eating, he's drawing life, he's drawing ruachayim. That's why first you have to kasher the keli with fire and remove any extraneous stuff from that keli. That corresponds to the concept of bringing about a downfall to the Rishoim. Shaydeze nishlam adibur kana, which brings about shleimus adibur. V'yacharkach tvila b'mei mikvah. And afterwards, you toivel the keli in the mikvah. Shaydeze nimshochin nekudois, through which we said that turns on rotzayn. The mikvah connects the person to cheshek and rotzayn, to that ruach de leila, through which a person draws nekudais. Rabbi Nizal mentions over there in Likut Imran, we didn't say this before, that the nekudais, the vowels, are synonymous with cheshek and rotzayn, because there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, nekudais hakesef, and kesef is synonymous with kisufim. Kisuf means yearning. So it's the ritzoinos, the yearnings of the person, that generate the nekudais that lead to shleimus hadibur. When those nekudais are added to oisias, then the oisias are able to fly. And we take the ruach chaim from koyach to poel. B'chinas ruach taro kedusha shenim shach mi ruach elokim rachavs al pnei moyim. This is a ruach of holiness and purity that comes from that ruach elokim that's hovering over the water. Shaydeze ikar hataro. And this is what brings about the main purification.